Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Kelly Wadler.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Shine On Radio on this rather chilly Monday in where I live in New York City. The weather over here keeps switching up and down, and as I mentioned, it really affects a sensitive soul. But today it's just me, and we're going to be talking about a hodgepodge of a bunch of different topics. It is spring, even though it feels like it's winter over here. It is spring after all, and spring comes with this air of rebirth, recharge, rejuvenation, all those R words. And today we're going to take that a step further and talk about all those things, mind, body, soul, spirit, and how we can really rejuvenate and reboot ourselves for the start of spring. And it's not always going right to a cleanse or, you know, doing some excessive exercise plan or whatever to get you kickstarted for summer. I have such a pet peeve about the pressure of get in your summer body. It's like as if, you know, winter comes and goes and the second spring hits, the second it gets over 65 degrees, all these advertisers and marketing companies within their business brand start pushing, making you fear if your body is not good enough for the summer to be looked at in a bathing suit, which is where I'm going to start today. Something happened in a topic in the news last week that really, dare I say, pissed me off. It pissed me off. There's this magazine that is designed to empower young women, and not even young women, girls. So we're talking the ages of, you know, 7 to 13, that tween age, a very vulnerable age, and usually the age where a lot of the body image, relationship to food, monsters start arriving. That age is very susceptible to start learning these things. And there's this magazine entitled Discovery Girls. It wasn't around when I was growing up, but it's around now. And it's this magazine that serves to empower these young women and or these girls. And in this article, they had a feature entitled, "What Swimsuit Best Suits You?" Now, it would be one thing if the article was about, do you like flowers on your bathing suit? Do you like dolphins on your bathing suit? How about these ruffles? But no, the bathing suit or the swimsuit best suit you topic was for your figure, for your body type. So it shows if you're curvy on top, you may want to think about wearing this bikini or wear this halter top bathing suit. If you're straight up and down, think about this this athletic swimsuit. If you're round in the middle, I'm not even making this up, round in the middle. We're talking about a young girl here. Think about wearing this pattern or a tankini. Obviously, you might hear in the inflection of my voice that this is the reason why I have founded this company. I find it infuriating that a young girl would open this magazine and read at such a young age that she has to start feeling bad about her body or start feeling that something on her body is flawed, in which that she should be hiding it. It's, to me, the worst. So anyway, there was a big controversy about this article, and the owner and the founder ended up apologizing, doesn't know how it got through the editing room or whatever, but it did. And it just brings up so much for me a couple things. If we're talking about gender, you know, a boy, let's say, I don't know if there's Discovery Boys, but whatever magazine there is for boys, there would never be this article. There would never be which bathing suit looks best for your body type. If anything, it would be what I said in the beginning, which fits your personality. Is it the alligators? Is it the tigers? Is it the, you know, superhero bathing suit? You'd never see for boys, if you have longer legs, wear this, you know, super long swimming trunk. If you're rounder in the middle, wear one of those surfer shirts. It just doesn't happen. So our young women, our young girls are ingrained at such a young age to feel less than or too much about their bodies. We're not making this up, and it has to stop. And it starts with us. Like, it starts with the women and the men, but that are old enough to make, you know, impressions on these younger girls, younger women, that it doesn't have to be this way, that they're beautiful the way they are, that, you know, they don't have to equate their worth with what their body looks like. And I brought this up. So I teach on, I teach in all throughout New York City, different empowerment classes. And I usually utilize the medium of theater in order to empower and, you know, build confidence, embrace the imagination. And I work up in the Bronx at this school, this like middle school for girls. And, you know, when you're talking about a 12-year-old girl in the Bronx, you're talking to a young woman who is much wiser than her years. She's seen a life or lived a life that's much more than maybe a lot of us have. Maybe that's generalizing, but because I've been in the school system a long time, I can say for 90% of those students, it's most likely very true. So I brought up this topic in the class on Friday, and I tried to be as unbiased as I possibly could. And I just, you know, I said, this article came out in this Empowerment Girls magazine about what bathing suit suits young women. What do you think about that? And where they took this was, I mean, I could cry thinking about it. So powerful. Now, we're talking these particular girls in the Bronx, as is most of the demographic in the Bronx. You're talking about African-American young women and Hispanic young women. And they took it a step further. And one of my students said, you know, this actually reminds me of how I feel about my skin and how other people make me feel about the color of my skin. And, you know, I'm a white woman, but in the Northeast, and I know this is all still a tender subject, but I'm just going to be flat out and say it, like, we're still here. It's 2016, and a young girl in the Bronx with darker pigment skin still is feeling that she is less than because she's black or because she's Hispanic. It's sickening. And I know I'm in my soapbox today, but because I have this outlet and this voice to talk about it, why not? There should not be young folk at any age, at any race, at any body size that are feeling already at such young ages that they aren't good enough because of the shape they are, of the pigment or the color of their skin. And as I said before, it is up to us. Because we got to get over this. You know, there is no superior human being. As one of my students said so eloquently when we took this topic into an assignment, I made them write monologues, which are just speeches, essentially, about what they would say to their younger self and what would they say to their older self, about what they're feeling like and what they don't want them to remember, to forget, or what they want them to learn about themselves. And they said, one of the students said, you know, we're all made up of the same stuff. We're all human. We're all animals, right? And we've misconstrued this idea that there are, whether it's religion, race, you name it, that there is this superior human, and it's false. So we have to, or I offer, at least I'm trying, and I offer to all of us to start trying, that we're at a pivotal time here to make a difference in this all, and change the way our youth feels about themselves. And I'm going to talk a lot about that. We'll be right back from break. It's going to be a powerful Shine On radio session. I'll hear you in just a minute. Be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Back with Shine On Radio. If you were tuning in to the first segment, I was diving into body image, as I love to do, and the importance of talking about this with our youth and taking that to another level. I was mentioning I teach up in the Bronx on Fridays, and actually Mondays I go there right after this show, and I'm just real with these young women about how they feel about who they are. And I was mentioning, you know, that there is still this feeling of less than because of the color of their skin, because of the way their body looks. And I think it is up to us to be the role models for our youth, regardless of what they're seeing in social media and what advertisers and magazines are pushing towards them, that we can be the stronger front in that by firsthand interaction of a woman or a man that feels comfortable in their skin and also treats other people like equals and respects each other. So we can do a lot by celebrating who we are. And it doesn't just serve us. It serves as a role model for this youth that's coming up. And I think no better time than now to do that. Oh, sorry. Siri's talking to me. Does Siri ever talk to you guys? It's so weird. Anyway, what better time than now than to really start doing this? Because we're in some pivotal times, you know. The earth is kind of sick. It's pretty sick. You know, we got this election coming up. It's time to come together. And to me, the best way to come together is to actually go within first, kind of empty and excavate the ego space of ourselves in order to realize that it's so much bigger than us, right? Everything's so much bigger than just our own wants and needs in this life. What can we do to get to empty our own insecurities, empty our own kind of old pains and wounds in order to shine our light to others, and then in order for the earth to heal, for all of us to kind of connect and unite. And I'm really feeling that need more than ever now. So let's talk about the you. Let's talk about the self, how we do that. Today I'm talking about spring rejuvenation, rebooting, excavation. I got married in March, as I mentioned a few times, and the before and the during and the after wedding process leading to the beginning of May was like party, caffeine, alcohol, food, everything, going out, not lots of rest, to the point where I got to the beginning of May and I was like, time out. And here are some signs, right? Our body doesn't lie. When we're having skin issues or, you know, IBS, you know, that tummy woes, if you can't eliminate the way that you feel like normally you would and makes you feel good, if you're not sleeping, if your digestive tract is off, like I said, if you're a woman and your period's not, consistent, like then things are going on. You're getting headaches, you're stressed, back pain. The body gives us warning signs, right? And so for me, after months of all this partying from the wedding, I was like, okay, it is time for a timeout. And I literally just check in with myself with what I need. And it comes from all different outlets, right? So it's not just what I'm putting in my body in terms of food. It's also how I'm thinking, and it's also how I'm, you know, how my environment, and also how I'm caring about myself and my life when it comes to work. It's all about finding that balance. So immediately when I asked myself, okay, what do I need a break from? For me, it was like, okay, lay off the wine and lay off the caffeine, the coffee for a bit, take some breaks from there, you know, take a break. And now notice the language here if you realize that maybe you need to start taking a break from something. It's not, you can't have this. Because if you say to yourself, you can't have this, then all you want is it. And then you'll rebel. And that's where binging comes. So it's just a different perspective where it's like, okay, I need to take a time out from my lovely glasses of wine and my coffee. Okay. So, but I can have it again, of course, but I need it. I need a couple weeks off. I need a week or two break, and you know, it'll be waiting there for me when the week or two is over. And notice that's not saying, no, you can't have this. It's let's take a break. It's lighter, and it helps make more peace with it and less deprivation, because that energy, that diet energy of like, nope, nope, no's, will drive you crazy. And then the second or the opportunity you get to enjoy it again, you'll overdo it. At least that's the tendency. Okay. So that was food for me. I was like, okay, get back into the kitchen, lay off those things, add in. So if I'm going to crowd out something, what am I going to add in? I'm adding in lots of home cooking. I'm adding in lots of veg, lots of warming foods to get grounded. And that's what I found that I needed for food. So think about that for yourself. If you're at a part of spring where you're like, you know what, that sounds really good, that's what I need to do, make a list. You know, these are the foods that aren't serving me right now. I can feel that they're making me tired. I can tell in my skin's breaking out or that I look kind of, you know, faded or dull. These are probably the foods. Let me take a break from them. And instead, I'm going to add in this. I'm going to add in more of the veg. Instead of the coffee, I'm going to make a smoothie for my boost in the morning. And I'm going to try this for 2 weeks. And then, you know, it'll all be waiting for me when I'm done if I choose to have it. Who knows? You might feel so good and not want to go back. So that's food. Okay. Then let's take our little excavation a little bit further. Let's talk about mentality, right? About when we're not feeding ourselves right, or we're stressed out, or all these things are going on. You ever get in that brain space where it's like, I'm too busy, or I don't know what to do next. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? I get so much on my list, my to-do list. Sometimes the best thing to do is to do nothing. You're like, right now you're like, this lady's crazy. Do nothing, but look at this list. Sometimes, I guess the theme is a timeout here. Sometimes the best thing to do is put on a timer for 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be crazy. And just zone out, right? And put on a candle or close your eyes and breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out for 5 minutes and get in touch with yourself and how you're feeling. And then after that 5 minutes is over, you're definitely going to have a more clearer head of which direction you want to go in. Do you want, which is your priority in what needs to get done first? And also it's a chance to meet yourself in the middle of where you're at, right? Where, you know, how you're feeling, and be at peace with that. Because the reality is we can't get everything done. Okay. Sometimes making peace with, all right, I can't get everything done today. I'm going to give myself a little time out, a little break, and then see what I can attack next. Okay. So food, we got the what serves me, what doesn't, and what am I going to add in? What am I going to take a break from? And then in terms of mentality and kind of cleaning out for the spring, the to-do list is taking some breaks and seeing that stillness as just as important as what needs to be done. Okay. Alrighty. Next, in terms of spring cleaning, is our environment. And we might have to take a break before I finish all of this, but our environment is so crucial to how we feel. Right? I'm in a tiny one-bedroom apartment in the middle of Manhattan in Hell's Kitchen. And if I come home and this space is cluttered or dusty or just out of place, it makes such a physical and mental impression on me that I can't relax, right? So spring is a great time to purge of some stuff, right? To really let go of some things that maybe we don't need anymore. All right. So when we get back, I'm going to dive further into that. But before the break hits, I want everybody to know, feel free always. You know, my mom told me, she's like, my mom listens to the show every week. And she's like, I always notice, you know, you say who wants to call in? And nobody calls in. I was like, thanks, Mom. I know. So you can always call in and ask questions. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Anything on the scope of body image, nourishment, self-acceptance, or what you want to do for spring, give me a call, 800-930-2819. Also, we have the live feedback online. Feel free to type in a question if you're at work and you don't want anyone to know that you're sneaking in some Shine On Radio here. Okay? So feel free to do that or check me out at shineonwithkelly.com and write me a little note and we'll take it from there. All right. So after the break, more with cleaning our environment and much more with Shine On Radio. We'll be back in a flash. See you.
All this talk is really useless. You run for cover every time I'm close to you.
Kick this summer off right by attending the second annual Taste of Mystic Food and Music Festival, June 10th, 11th, and 12th at Old Mystic Village. Enjoy samplings from over 20 local restaurants, beer, wine, and kick up your heels and enjoy live entertainment from local Connecticut artists, including Bronze Radio Return, Sugar, and much more. Proceeds benefit Mystic YMCA and Mystic Aquarium. For daily event times, artists, and participating restaurants, visit oldmysticvillage.com.
Hi, this is Paul Donahue, owner of Westerly Paints, your home for Benjamin Moore Paints. Franklin Street, Route 1 in Westerly, Rhode Island. When you shop at Westerly Paints, of course, we have a large variety of colors, paint accessories, and the best selection in the area. But we also provide individual service, something that's hard to find at the big box stores. We also have competitive prices. We will help you with your project from start to finish. Stop by and see why we are the paint store for the Southern Rhode Island and Eastern Connecticut area. Westerly Paints, painting a brighter future.
Mystic Kitchen at Spicer Marketplace just keeps getting better. With an already outstanding breakfast, you can come try lunch and dinner with fresh made-to-order subs and sandwiches, hot soups, and of course, the best burger in town. Tracy even has daily specials. There is always something cooking at Mystic Kitchen. You can come taste delicious. Mystic Kitchen at Spicer Marketplace, just off exit 93, Route 184, North Stonington. And you can like Mystic Kitchen at Spicer Marketplace on Facebook. And just a reminder, the Ashway location of Spicer is now open.
Avi Ski Sport and Dive Shop, 100 Main Street Westerly, is the place to go for summer fun. From sunglasses by Smith and Suncloud to a huge free diving department with scuba tanks, suits, fins, spear guns, and much more. Avi's has stand-up paddleboards by Bic and Kealoha and Bic surfboards in stock for sale or rental. You can check out the huge selection of flip-flops from Olakai and Tiva. Avi Ski Sports, providing knowledge and excellent service to every customer. 401-596-0375.
Super May savings continue at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Due to Central's overwhelming response last month, we are continuing our buyback sales event through the month of May. CentralAutoGroupCT.com will match or lower your current monthly payment while putting you in a brand new vehicle. Even if you don't buy, Central will still purchase your car. We have over 600 vehicles to choose from. Why shop anywhere else when you can get Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and pre-owned at one location? Open 7 days a week. Experience the difference of CentralAutoGroupCT.com service department with free multi-point inspections, loaner cars, and car washes. Don't miss the May buyback sales event now at CentralAutoGroupCT.com, exit 28 I-395.
Your number one buying destination, Central Auto Group.
See dealer for details.
Here's your WBLQ South County forecast. Sunny skies today. Today's high 59. Partly cloudy tonight, 45 for the low. We'll see partly sunny skies tomorrow with a slight chance of a shower. Tomorrow's high 66. From the WBLQ Weather Center, I'm Rick Edwards.
1230 WBLQ.
Nice Nice jam, Brian. Loving it.
Thank you, Cal.
All righty. Yeah, it was good, Brian. I like it.
Oh, anytime.
All righty. So before we get back into diving into spring cleaning and tips for rejuvenation and rebooting in this lovely season, just some housework here. Couple things. One, I got a big event coming up and I'm really stoked about it. I have one every year. It's called Share Your Shine Cabaret. And each year I have local performers from Manhattan and beyond perform in front of a big audience. They perform pieces that share their shine, right? So anything that from dance to theater, to spoken word, to you name it. We have a burlesque dancer this year. It's going to be great. All people showcasing what makes them celebrate who they are. So it's really great. And 50% of the proceeds go to this amazing nonprofit organization, which brings arts and wellness into underserved youth in New York City. And they're great. They're called DMF Youth. Look them up. And also Beanfield Snacks and Kind Bars are going to be sponsoring it. So I can't speak more highly of these two companies. Beanfield Snacks, they're so yummy. They're chips that aren't made with corn. They're made with beans and rice. So for people who have allergies, which we're going to talk about in a second, they're a great option. And they've donated so many of their delicious, delicious chips to me. So thank you to them. Go purchase a bag if you're in the supermarket and you see them. They're great. And then Kind Bars, which you've been seeing all over the place, I'm sure, have donated their new breakfast line. And their new breakfast line bars are coming out. And I haven't tried one yet, but I've heard they're amazing. So check that out. And if you're in town on May 26th, it's a Thursday, you can kick off your Memorial Day weekend here in the city, 7:30 to 10:30 at night. Come for a night of the arts and wellness and these yummy snacks. And I serve wine and I'll have a tarot card reader and a bunch of different wellness vendors. And it's $20. And half of that goes to a great cause. So if you're in the city and you're listening, come. If you want to donate it or donate money to a good cause to support the arts, feel free to contact me on Facebook at Shine On Wellness or Kelly Ann All or at shineonwithkelly.com. So definitely check that out. And then other alerts, I'm writing a book. The book is for the transitioning bride. Brides, come talk to me. I'm going to be doing complimentary coachings all summer long. So if that piques your interest, definitely head to shineonwithkelly.com and shoot me an email. All right, back to spring cleaning. All right, so we were talking about our environment before the break. So if you haven't read the book yet, oh boy, what is the title? The Magic of Tidying Up? Let me double check that. The author's name is Marie Kondo. Let me just double check that. Anyway, she writes this book, and I highly recommend it. Because she, oh yes, it's called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up by Marie Kondo. And it's a pretty simple read in terms of length. It's short. There's lots of density to it in terms of tips, but she goes into how to once and for all organize and declutter your life. And I highly recommend that as a great spring read for some great spring cleaning. I mean, a lot of the reasons why we can't seem to declutterize our stuff is because we do it in just kind of like surface level tidying, and then it just piles again, as opposed to like true excavation of what we have in our home. And does that take a long time? Sure. Do you add that to the list? Sure. But don't put a deadline on it. Take it the time that you need to dedicate it. And once and for all, this book promises her method that you'll only have to do it once. Yeah, once. So check out her book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, and see what it does for you. But keep in mind that a lot of the reasons why we can't seem to purge, let's talk about the closet specifically. I'll let the expert Marie go into the other areas of your living environment. But for me, the closet, which is where the body image monsters can live, right? So a lot of people have years worth of clothes that they're saving to fit into again, which is like heartbreaking for a couple of reasons. One, just the energy that's coming out of that closet every time you open it is suffocating, because here you are, here are the ghosts of a body that maybe once was, or just a particular shape in time that you once were that you aren't now, whether it is that you put on weight, or maybe you were working out and your physical body changed, whatever it is. Usually those clothes that you are saving are out of style, because we've saved them for so long and don't fit the way our body is shaped right now. So why hang on to them? And that energy of like guilt and shame and judgment is not healthy, as opposed to just clearing that out, donating it for a good cause. If you have excellent pieces in there, donate to Dress for Success or donate to the Salvation Army and have those pieces go to somebody who really needs them, and invest in pieces that make you feel good now. And that's not to say, okay, once you invest in the piece that you don't want to release weight, if that's what you want to do, it's fine. But get clothes that suit your body now, and then get them tailored if you release weight, invest in getting tailored, you know? But instead of having all these ghosts in your closet that are weighing down on you, literally, remove it, donate it, invest in new clothes. And the idea of opening a closet and being able to see what pieces you actually have, isn't that already, so liberating and makes you feel lighter? I know it is. Sounds like that for me. And it's amazing, as we clear the clutter in our physical space, what happens to our physical body. Sometimes as we shed the layers in our own space, we also shed layers in our skin. Things that we've been holding on to physically in the space may be holding on energy in the body, and we can release that. It may sound pretty crunchy granola, but I really believe in the way we do anything is the way we do everything. So why not the act of ridding and shedding in the apartment have an influence on releasing within our body? Okay, cool, right? All right. So spring also comes with a big bang bomb of allergy season. If you do not get allergies, you are so lucky, dear human. You're so lucky. For my fellow allergy sufferers, I'm going to give you some tips today, because spring is all about the growth of new beautiful friends that sometimes aren't easily enjoyable because we can't see them and we can't breathe. And if you don't have allergies, the chances are you know somebody who does. So pass along these tips that I'm about to give you. All right. So let's start here. One of my biggest mind-blowing experiences in my life was when I got food allergy tested. Speaking of such, the allergy test that I got, I feel like could have even gone further. And I'm going to talk about that after the break, that there's a new that I'm gonna bring up. I don't endorse them, or they don't give me any money, but I'm going to be talking about them in a second. Okay, so sometimes our allergies can be exacerbated by what we're eating. And I bring that up because of this allergy test that I first took. I was allergic to so many foods that I was eating every single day, and foods that are perceived as healthy. So I was, I was a big oatmeal person. I was a big peanut butter, organic, natural peanut butter person, peas, like random things I was very allergic to. Not like anaphylactic shock allergic to, but highly sensitive, to the point where I was getting eczema and always breaking out. I had acid reflux. I had such an indigestion, really. So once I found out all of these food allergies, I took them out of my diet, and they helped my seasonal allergies tremendously. So I did some further research on that. And it turns out that a lot of the weird foods I was allergic to that are perceived as healthy, like oats and peas and mustard and green apples and almonds, raw almonds, are directly correlated to the pollen in which they come from. So pollen is, right, the allergy season, right? When we're allergic to something seasonally, it's the pollen that are in the air. So the pollens that make up that certain food, when you're eating them, it can, you know, the body can perceive them as that pollen that it's allergic to and attack, right? And sneeze and put up the inflammation. So to, you know, to fight off this foreign invader. Okay, I have to take a break. I wish I didn't have to, but I got to. When we come back, more with allergies, and I'm going to give you some tips that I hope make you feel better. All right, we'll be right back.
Sometimes the snow comes down in June.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WPLQ.
Shine On Radio here, host Kelly Ann All. If you're just tuning in, it's all about celebration of self through body positivity, nourishment, and self-acceptance. So a couple of things. Always reach me at shineonwithkelly.com. I love connecting. If you're ever in my hood, if you're ever in Manhattan, in New York City in general, hit me up. I'd love to connect. Alrighty. So today's whole show was about the springtime, rebirth, rejuvenation, and my little two cents about that. Before the break, we were talking about allergies and that, you know, a lot of what we're eating can affect our seasonal allergies. So for me, I have hay fever, and I've had hay fever since I was out of the womb, that a lot of what I was eating, even though I thought it was healthful, turns out I was highly sensitive to, and it really like would exasperate my allergies. So let's dive a little into this. Food allergies are something to think about for this rebirth of spring. Summer comes with, or spring and summer come with, you know, more raw and light foods as opposed to the warming, dense foods we need in the winter, because we need them. At least if you're in the north, the Northeast, we need them to feel warm. So spring comes with all these new different fruits and vegetables that have been ready to grow and waiting to grow. So it's good to learn and be in tune with what feels good within your body. So I once got allergy tested at an ENT, but something came out recently and I haven't taken it yet. But so don't hold me to any promises here, but I am going to take it. It's called the Pinner test, P-I-N-N-E-R-T-E-S-T. Pinner test. And pretty much what it does is they send it to you in a box, and I guess you take a little prick sample and then send it back to them, and then they will test the sample for all these different food allergies. Now, food allergies not only affect our seasonal allergies, they also affect our weight and how we feel in our body. So if we're dealing with excess fatigue, eczema, psoriasis, acne, headaches, you name it. Sometimes it's what we're eating that we're sensitive to. So this test will help us understand what foods we might be putting in that we might be sensitive to and have had no idea. Because if the body thinks it's toxic, it's going to fight against that. And usually all of the toxins that it can't process in the liver, you know, are going to get sent to the fat cells and we get bigger sometimes. So think about that. Also, one of the best but yet very challenging, and if you have ever been borderline with disordered eating or even any disordered eating in general, this is take this challenge very carefully, and that is the elimination cleanse. I do this ever so often. I actually have my own one. If you're interested in it, it's called my Body Love Reset. It's a gentle way to do it, where we eliminate the big allergens like gluten and dairy and soy and corn. We rid them from our body for a couple of weeks, or, you know, mine's only a week, right? The ideal way to do it is 3 weeks, 21 days. But if you just want to start off somewhere, I have this Body Love Reset that's all about eliminating those things and adding in delicious, nutritious, fulfilling, and satisfying foods. I give you a full recipe list, a full food shop list, and a total guideline of how to do it. So hit me up at shineonwithkelly.com if you want to invest in it. It's really reasonable. And try it out for yourself. But then this way you can detoxify the body and then reintroduce some of those main allergens to see if they do make an effect on you. You never know. Okay. All right. So tying everything together that we talked about today with spring cleaning is, you know, when it comes to our foods, really understanding what's not serving me right now, what is, what can I add in, what can I take a little time out break from in terms of being busy minded and feeling like, oh, summer's coming, I got to get all this done. Taking time out breaks and making them your priority, because that's self-care, finding stillness for rebooting and re-energizing. That 5 minute break in your day really makes a difference. I did mine right before this show. In terms of environmental space, purging, reading the book, The Art of Tidying Up, or whatever it was called, by Marie Kondo. Once you Google it, you'll find it. And really, when it comes to your closet, taking out the clothes that maybe you've kept in for that day that you're going to get back to that same frame you once were, instead of embracing and loving the shape you are now and getting pieces that like make you feel great. And then lastly is this idea of allergies, right? And what comes up in the springtime. And so, you know, getting allergy tested, figuring out what allergies you might have, but also just little quick tips like raw honey, that is the honeybees that are in your area, that honey will help your will help the allergies. It's kind of like just like taking a Claritin, as well as apple cider vinegar. So making an elixir of both every morning, I have warm water with lemon, the raw honey, and the apple cider vinegar, and it really helps curb the allergies. This season happens to be so horrific that I wish it was easier, but I'm still feeling it, but it will definitely help. Okay. And then lastly, obviously always try to find some time for gentle exercise this spring and make it realistic for yourself. Give yourself that gift of, you know, of the class you wanted to take, and be, as I said, realistic with it. It doesn't have to be, well, I'm going to go every single day, but maybe that yoga class that you really wanted to try, put it in twice a week. If you only make it once, fantastic. I'm going to end today's show with something one of my clients actually put in my Shine On Movement page. She sent, it's a BuzzFeed, and it's 15 little body victories that deserve celebration. And that's just the title that I love instantly. But pretty much what we were talking about in the beginning of the show, you know, when we feel good about ourselves, we can be a light for other people, right? So this page has these 15 little celebrations that I'm going to share with you as we close. One, felt ugly, went away. That's a big body image celebration. Two, donated clothes that didn't fit anymore instead of torturing yourself. That's exactly what we talked about. Three, didn't cry in the dressing room. Oh my goodness, I've had so many of those. Four, didn't make a friend untag that photo. How many times have we done this? And just really quickly, I want to give credit to the author before I forget. Her name is Anna Borges, and it's a BuzzFeed article. You can find it here, and I'll put it up on my page when I read it or when I post the show. What else does it say? Laughed at an article that suggested you didn't already have a beach body. Again, things we were talking about. I accepted that compliment. Had sex with the lights on. Sorry, Mom. But, you know, that's another big way to, like, embrace the skin that you're in. Actually posted that selfie. Ate whatever I wanted, you know? These celebratory things. So check out that article. It'll make you feel good. I hope today you learned all different little spring tips to help you feel rebooted for the springtime and help you feel empowered in your skin. Even if it isn't for you, it's for to help others feel better, right? So you excavating that yucky self-doubt and insecurity can help shine a light on others, people to do the same for themselves, especially our youth. Okay. So fantastic show. I'll be back next Monday as always. I got a great, her name is Katie Kay. She's a spiritual guide coming on the show. She'll be fantastic. And check me out with shineonwithkelly.com. If you're a bride or you want the body love reset, just shoot me a message and I'll connect with you then. All right. Have a fantastic week. Sending you all my love and light and shine. And we'll hear you next week. Shine on.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine.
Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.